93.9 WTBX, you're the morning show with Craig. If you remember a month or so back, I invited you to help me or to join me in reading a book called Cycle of Lives, written by author David Richmond. I know some of you have been reading along. Well, we've got David on the phone this morning. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Craig. I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing okay today. So that's a good day. As my many, all my listeners know, I've shared since day one my journey through the world of cancer as well, and which still continues. It's kind of funny, David, how I found your book. I was scrolling through social media one day and got one of those recommended for you things. And it was kind of cut off. So all I could see was the title and then a guy on a bicycle. Well, being a former avid bicyclist, I said, well, I got to check this out. So I downloaded the book and then found out what it was really about. How did the idea to write this book, where did it come from?
Well, yes, thank you. It came from I witnessed my sister went through a terminal brain cancer. She died about 10, 12 years ago. And, you know, husband, young kids, and her and I had some really good interaction, right? A lot of good talking through that situation. But I noticed that aside from that kind of openness, which I found out to be rather an unusual thing because most people don't talk about the emotional side, I noticed that people were good about talking about the tasks around their cancer and the trauma that they went through. You know, how do I see the doctor? Where do I go to get treatment? How do I navigate work? Those kind of things. But talking about the emotional side of it was something that most people weren't equipped to do, not just as the patient and but definitely as a caregiver, as a loved one, as a friend, as a coworker, they just weren't equipped to deal with the emotional side of it. What do I say? Am I allowed to talk about it? What am I allowed to talk about? What am I not? How do I process those emotions? So I decided to get really compelling, interesting people and interview them over a couple of years to kind of answer those questions of how do we better deal with the emotional side and have better and deeper and more meaningful conversations with people that are going through these situations, even if we're going through them. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. And in fact, that was one of the quotes I noticed in the book with Dominic. Dominic was listening to his doctor and, you know, laying out the plan. This is what we're going to do. This is the type of chemo we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. And in his mind, he's saying, what about my mind, Doc? How does my mind handle everything?
Yeah, well, that's a tough one because, you know, there's no question. If you talk to anybody, Craig, right now, the number one shortfall in medical care is over mental health. We haven't taken a step, barely a step into that forest to try to solve mental health issues. And that, it's usually that we can handle the medical side of it, the care side of it, the protocols, all of that we can handle. But how it affects us on an emotional level, it's just not something we deal with. Craig, you know from the book, even caregivers, the doctors and medical professionals, even executives in medical companies, they don't know how to deal with the emotional side either. It's not something anybody's ever dealt with, and what I found most compelling is I think that's the thing that connects us all, Craig, is our emotions. And humans are connected by just a very few things. We all have only a very few things in common, and one of those is our emotions. And if we can expand on how trauma affects people, and we can understand the emotional responses, and that might give us an opportunity to better connect with the people that are in our lives. And honestly, isn't that what we're all just looking for?
When I found out what the book was really about, David, I did hesitate. It's like, okay, will this be therapeutic for me or will this be devastating for me? Turned out to be a little bit of both, quite honestly, because there was a lot of things that I could obviously relate to when it came to treatment and people discussing their emotions. And I have a great caregiver. Mm-hmm. Kind of surprising and parts of the book there where some of the caregivers that people had didn't turn out to be very well at all. I mean, just some just upright and left, which I can't imagine.
Could you imagine, though, that some people can't, though, Craig? Imagine you, even if you care for somebody, like over-the-top care for them, the pain that you might experience watching them go through things or imagining what they might go through might be too hard for people. I'll tell you a quick story. I didn't make it into the book, but one of the book participants, his father, the father's childhood friend, the wife died. Okay? So he talks to his childhood friend every day since he was a kid. So the childhood friend's wife died. And Bobby, my friend, says to Dad, when's the last time you talked to so-and-so? And he goes, gosh, man, it's been several weeks. He goes, what? He goes, didn't his wife just die? And he goes, yeah. Well, I don't know what to say to him. He goes, what? He's your best friend. You've been talking to him for 40 years. How do you not know what to say to him? He goes, well, his wife just died. I just don't know what to say. I don't want to sound bad. So that's what people do, right? They some people retract. They can't handle it. So Bobby yells at him. He says, call him up. Ask him what he's doing for dinner, what the traffic was like. Talk about sports. You know, yeah, you could bring up his wife or he might bring his wife, but just go talk to him. And I think that just being around and dealing with some of the tough stuff that you're dealing with, some people can't handle. And if they are strong enough to be around, which you're lucky you have one, a lot of people do, if they are strong enough to be around you, Craig, while you're going through this, they might definitely not be strong enough to know how to talk about it with you. That's a tough thing.
Yes, it is definitely. So I enjoyed the format of the book where you biked and then you visited with somebody and then you told story of your biking again. Some people have asked me, why would he bike? He could have drove. He could have flown. Why bike, David?
Yeah. So there's a couple of reasons. One reason is I find it rather therapeutic to do endurance athletics. So if I want to escape to a movie or escape to a dinner with friends or something like that, go on a walk on the beach or something, it doesn't really clear my mind. It feels good, but it doesn't really clear my mind. Once I'm biking or running for hours and hours on end, I feel like I can maybe deal with things. And I didn't purposely ever deal with my sister's loss. I mean, yeah, on one level I did, but I mean, really accept it, you know, process it, whatever. I figured that was one way I could do it. The more important reason for me to connect people through the bike ride was that whole idea of connection. And I thought, what better way to connect than to go see them? And I was hopeful, Craig, that I would run into people along the way who would reinforce and keep this thought lifted up about this wanting to connect through the emotions of cancer and other traumas. And Craig, there wasn't a day that went by, and I did this bike fast, right? I did it in 45 days. I went 4,700 miles. So I was on my bike for like 12, 14 hours a day, every single day. And I ran into somebody every day, usually multiple people, who in a brief second of explaining what I was doing was like, oh yeah, I can't wait till that comes out. My friend's daughter, so-and-so, went through this and I didn't know what to say, or I'm dealing with that right now, or my grandfather just died and I'm not sure how to deal with it. And it ended up being like so refreshing to know that this was not an isolated idea. It really was universal, and connecting that line across and up the country was really, really fulfilling for me.
For those of you who have not read the book yet, David started in California, biked his way to Florida, and then biked his way up to New York. That's a lot of biking. One more quote from the book, David. Terry said, it's like cancer rips you out of your life, puts you on a rickety raft in the middle of the ocean, and sends you afloat. That it does.
Yeah, I, you know what? I mean, any kind of trauma, but most definitely the trauma of cancer, that, you know, because it's so scary, because it's so unknown, because it's so unpredictable, like, you know, what you said, that, you know, you got your port removed after a astonishing 8 months later, and then all of a sudden it pops up again in a different area in an aggressive fashion that you got to deal with right away. There's no rhyme or reason to it. And if there's no rhyme or reason to the disease, usually there's definitely no rhyme or reason on how to deal with it, how to go about your everyday life. Who are you? You were a different person before you got that phone call. And so you, now your whole reality changes, and there's oftentimes no understanding for why it's happening to you, how it's happening, why it's happening, you know, what exactly is happening. And that's such a scary, lonely place to be. And that's why I think it's so important to connect, to let the people around you be better equipped to connect with you, because it's hard to be on that raft alone. I mean, I don't know. I've never been on that raft. But in talking to people, it's so, so difficult. And so if we can connect people and people can try to understand and be with you along that journey, it's got to make it better, Craig.
I hope you're never on that raft, David. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thanks for joining us. Again, the book is called Cycle of Lives by David Richman. If you've not read it yet, pick it up and read it, because, like I said, it's if you've known of anybody or ever been related to cancer in any form, you'll find something useful in the book. Thanks a lot, David.
Thank you, and good luck to you, Craig. Thank you very much.
David Richman, Cycle of Lives.